This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can do a gazillion and three things up there. And I do mean a gazillion and three. And if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I really do, honestly, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and being up on it, too. You know, I, again, I don't catch everything the guest says, so send me an email. Send me, you know, a message so I can make sure that we're all on the same page, or at least I'm listening to the same person you are. You know what I mean? So I love doing the... These, what I call them smorgasbord stories. They are all over the place. The stories you guys have been sending me all week. And I just tuck them away till I need them. And Friday night seems the best way to get you all wound up, if you would, for the weekend. So, you know, years ago when I first started on the school board, there was a book that was required reading. And, well, plenty are, obviously. But this book in particular had a descriptive rape scene in it. Yeah, it was required reading with a descriptive rape scene. And I remember, you know, saying, look, let's at least send slips home to the parents and let them know about this book. Let them know, you know, what's in there so they can decide whether their kids would be able to see those or not, right? I think it would make sense. And then the parent who knows the child better can decide whether that's something they want their child involved with it, and some parents actually, believe it or not, sit down with their kids and say, hey, what do you think? You're going to be able to handle this. So I was accused, as was another trustee, of censorship. Because it's akin to when the Germans burned the books. I'm thinking, okay. And I had only been on the board for a while, so I didn't know what to say or how to respond. But today I would have said, really? Seriously? You're going to go down that road? You're going to go from zero to stupid that fast? So at UCLA, a book on Islamic totalitarianism was censored at a free speech event. So a college that's supposed to be the free flow of thought and teach you all kinds of things about life and the world and what went on in other places, maybe not so much anymore, you know? So at UCLA earlier this month, a book about Islamic totalitarianism prompted a group of student protesters to allegedly form a human shield around a table holding the publication. A confrontation that ended after a campus official demanded the books be removed. That's right, you get those books out of here. We can't have those. The incident took place before a panel discussion February 1st. See, they want to shut down anything that they don't think sounds right, feels right, makes them feel bad. The incident took place before the panel discussion on February 1st on the threat to free speech that was co-hosted by the UCLA chapter of the Federalist Society and the Ayn Rand Institute. Now, the university has since apologized. Well, see, it's always easier to apologize on the other end, is it not? Now, that's how simple it is, isn't it? Oh, you know, now that we think of it, maybe that wasn't so good, right? It's terrible. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, the university has just apologized for the incident, has implemented procedures to ensure it does not happen again. How? And the campus spokesman disputes the claim that the students formed a human shield to block the book. The book that drew the ire of the protesters is Failing to Confront Islamic Totalitarianism from George W. Bush to Barack Obama and Beyond. Its co-author is Alain Journeau, director of the policy research at the Ayn Rand Institute. Now, they were not at the event, but were told by his staffers who were there what happened. Journeau told the College Fix that approximately 12 UCLA students expressed disapproval, 12, on a college campus of a couple thousand. We're getting crazy. We're getting crazy stupid is what we're getting. Right? Again, I'm not saying that just because there's only four of you that are screaming about it, we don't do anything about it. Of course you look into it. But how stupid is it that you have 12 people? How asinine is it that you have 12 people that don't like the book, that aren't interested with the book, or in the book, I should say, and you're going to can the whole thing for 12 people? We've lost our minds. I mean, we've given in to the lowest common denominator. It's wrong. Anyway, the Journal told the College Fix that approximately 12 UCLA students expressed disapproval of the publication's insulting language and effectively formed something like a human barricade on the table where his book was presented during a reception prior to the talk. Now, in the article, The Hill, Journeau states that at this point, you might hope the UCLA administration would step in to reassert the principle of intellectual freedom that is so crucial to education, free society, and the advancement of human knowledge. Finally, a rep from UCLA did step in, right? Kind of to push back on the student protesters. But, again, we're talking about a college here. We're talking about information on a college campus, something that should be open to all kinds of ideas, no matter how bad they are, no matter how negative they are. How are we ever going to talk about these? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Get involved in it. If you're a Facebook person, go up on Facebook. We got it on our website, our Facebook page, whatever the heck it's called. No, seriously. And get involved in the conversation. And if you want to send me something, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to spend some of your money, hit up to our website, therealside.com, where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All right, we'll get back to the story. UCLA is basically has censored a book called, a book on Islamic totalitarianism. And again, I'm only saying this. I'm not saying they should be promoting anything in a negative light, but really, a college campus, when it comes to literature or anything like that, should be open to just about anything. And it doesn't matter what it is. What's that? Hitler's book? Mein Kampf? I bet you can find that there. That guy was a nut job, a hater, a murderer. I bet you can find his book there. They found the book to have insulting language on it and provocative language in it. There's something wrong with these people. How do you know what? How do you know how the other? And don't tell me I don't want to know how the other side thinks, because it's terrible. It's wrong. It might be terrible and it might be wrong, but it is how they think. So how do you work with them? How do you talk with them? Unless you know how they think, how they come at stuff. I sat this morning, had a cup of coffee with a guy that's 180 degrees from where I'm at. And I listened to him rant and rave about Trump for 10 to 15 minutes. You know, he had to get it out of his system to a Republican that was sitting on the other side of him. But we have two or three things in common, two or three jobs or things that we're trying to get done with kids, with students, with young people. And that's what we choose to grab onto. That's what we choose to work with. That's what we get a lot done together, because we both have a lot of passion in those areas. We shouldn't be hating on each other. I may not like the way you're coming at something. I may not even like the way you think about something. But if I can find something common with you, we'll make one heck of a team. I guarantee it. Anyway, back to this. So one of the students went on to say, not wanting to escalate the dispute or delay the event, which was about to start, the staff manning the display table decided to put the stack of books under the table. That was about the time that the event began. The people entered the auditorium. Protesting students dispersed, except for two who attended the event. Later during the panel event, YouTube broadcaster Dave Rubin, who also served as the event moderator, held up a copy of the journal's book, bringing to light the irony of the situation. Rubin placed the book on the table and jokingly stated that it's a scary thing filled with words. He added, it's just a book with ideas. The book can't hurt you. The words can't hurt you. It's what you do with them. No different than a gun. A gun doesn't hurt you until you pick it up and aim it at somebody and hurt them on purpose. On purpose. Reach for comment, UCLA Law's Executive Director of Communications, Bill Kasulik, said in an email to the College Fix that it's true that the UCLA staffer made an error in judgment and requested that the book be removed from the sale in violation of the university's policy. The school has since apologized for the action, taking steps to prevent it from happening again. It is worth noting that the evening's event, in which speakers addressed a student audience in exchange and a free flow of ideas, proceeded without interruption or interference, with the exception of the table where they couldn't sell a book that would have opened the whole thing up to a whole different free flow of ideas. Huh? The speakers included Fleming Rose, author of The Tyranny of Silence, and Steve Simpson of the Ayn Rand Institute. You know, this is, again, I'm going to go back to think about this. They couldn't talk about this because it spoke negatively about a group. I'll bet you if I go on that campus, I can find books written negatively on Christianity, negatively on Catholicism. I bet you I can. Who wants to bet me money? Who wants to lose some money? They're not taken. I'm sure they weren't taken out. I'm sure they haven't been censored. I mean, censorship on these campuses have gone crazy. I'm one of those guys. Leave the N-word in Huckleberry Finn. Leave the Union Jack, whatever they call it, the Confederate flag. Leave that in there, too. Let these kids understand the ugliness. You know, you guys run around and talk about how you hardcore people on the left, millennials, have been taught this, that America has never been great. Well, that's a lie. That's just a big lie. And I think, personally, by hiding the flag, by hiding the N-word, by hiding all these negative things about America, you'll be able to make up any stories you want to perpetuate the lie that America is not great. I think you might find that around the world, around the real world, where the lying media is not giving you the information, you might find that America's a lot more revered, a lot more loved than you think. And if it's so bad, find a president, find a country that you believe in, and just go there. You don't have to change it. You can go right, move right into your utopia in another country. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Slide right in, never have to worry about anything. Big group of liberal moms. I love this. Right? They forced the school to cancel a skating party at Trump's woman rink. Okay? This is... The Dalton School ruined a student ice skating party because it was to be held at a Trump-related venue, the Trump Woman Rink in Central Park. Well, here's shows you how asinine these people are, how they refuse to do any homework, and it shows you what jackwagons these people really are. The park that was named after Trump was named after Trump because he saved the city hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of dollars, because the city worked on that park for years. And they couldn't get that skating rink fixed. They couldn't make it work. They couldn't make it happen. So what did he do? He stepped in 1986 to complete the renovations on his dime. You guys, this is where you guys get so caught up in garbage. You hate him so much. You hate what he stands for so much. You hate what you believe he stands for. You don't even have a clue. You hate it so much that you're not willing to look at anything that he's done that's been good. Nothing. That's what's wrong. That's what makes you hateful and not us. That's how you work and not us. He did something for the good of the city as a whole. He didn't charge for it. He paid for it himself. And he fixed something the city couldn't fix. And that's terrible, ain't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are some messed up white people.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Get involved in the conversation. So, yeah, I have it on my website. Buy my book. Like I hate pushing this stuff. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. You're going to love it, I'm telling you. All the things you were taught, if you're on the right, well, actually anywhere in the spectrum, it's all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And in the book, you'll find out there's nothing to hate. There's nothing to be afraid of. We may be more on the same page than you think. But you won't know till you get it and read it. And if you're on the right, you need to speak to your friends on the left. You're trying to get a point across. Guess what you do? You get the book. It'll give you all the ammunition you need to speak to those people who have no clue what we're all about, but think they do because they read some of this insane stuff on the Huffington Post or what have you. So I was telling you a story about these loons, these loon liberal moms. I'm sorry. There's not, look it. They canceled a skating party. Why? Because Trump's name is on something? He doesn't make any money from it. He actually used his own money to do it. And he took something that was going to take the city years and years and years. And he got it done in a relatively short period of time with his own dime. And he didn't ask for anything in return. And for that reason alone, we have to take it away from the kids. Because he stepped into this. So if you were drowning, if your child was drowning, going down for the third time in the pool, and he was coughing and screaming for help, and Trump reached his hand out to pull him out, are you that asinine that you'd say, no, don't touch that hand? This is how stupid you people are getting. Yeah, you heard me. You people are getting this stupid. So this school, the Dalton School, ruined a student ice skating party because it didn't like the fact that it was a Trump-related venue. Not a Trump-related venue. They put his name on it because he spent money fixing it. He makes no money from it. Now, New York, matter of fact, here's the New York City officials. They jerked around with this thing for 5 years. They couldn't get it fixed. 5 years, they could never get it right. And then Trump stepped in. In 1986, flew people in from Europe to fix it, and they got it done. The kids have been playing on it ever since. 1986, and the kids have been playing on it. Right? Now, the students are from an upper elite Eastside School. They're looking for. They go there every year, right? But this year, because now he's president, and now they hate him. You know, he was good enough to use his stuff before. He was good enough to take his money. He was good enough to allow him to be involved, and now you're just spitting on the guy because you don't like what he says or what you believe he says or what you believe he even stands for. You're falling for the fake news, but enough. Liberal parents got together to protest the event that the Dalton Parents Association was forced to cancel. I would have said, let your kids stay home. I would have sent out permission slips. Who's willing to allow their kids and who's not? That's what I would have done. Now, the report says that the Dalton Parents Association sent a letter to the school parents saying it would not be financially prudent to hold the Dalton on Ice event this year due to an expected significantly lower attendance than it was in previous years. Yes, the presidency of Donald Trump has become so persuasive that it's apparently affecting the inner workings of the Upper East Side. You know what? If I was Trump and I found out about this, I would send him a donation check. I would just send the school of money and say, here, how much are you going to lose? Here you go. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I'll double what you were going to lose. How's that? Matter of fact, I'll go one better. Tell the parents to keep their money. I'll pay for the whole darn thing. Now say no. Now, the DPA president, LeMay DeJong, refused to discuss the issue with the New York Post, but at least one parent was not impressed with the move. One parent says, I think it's completely insane. An unidentified parent told the news source, like him or not, it feels like a strange place for New Yorkers to protest. And sad that kids now have no skating party. Thank you, parent lunatic. Another source told the Post, a clique of liberal moms were to blame for pressuring the headmaster, Ellen Stein, to call off the event. The DPA letter sent home to parents stated the school will look into finding a new venue for the Dalton on Ice in the future, but there wouldn't be one this year because we have a President Trump. Think about it. In the letter, the DPA plans to make it up to the kids with a springtime event. Oh, please, give me a break. The Post's Steve Quozo penned an editorial in January recounting how Wolfman Rink, the whole debacle, made Trump a hero in the eyes of many New Yorkers. Quozo wrote, enter Trump, the young Trump Tower developer was known more for self-promotion and for an ugly name-calling feud with Mayor Koch over tax abatements and zoning rules. So he's having a fight with Koch, right? He's having a fight with city officials. He is, you know, just in the face of some of these officials. And in 1986, now the writer has to say, he has to be nasty about it, right? Trump brashly offered to reopen the rink before Christmas. He said, if Koch doesn't like this offer, Trump said, then let him have the same people who've built it for the last 6 years do it for the next 6 years. Let's just keep pouring money into this hole. Now, I don't get it. I just don't get why these parents would keep this from their kids simply because it has Trump's name on it. He gets no benefit from it. He makes money on pretty much anything he touches, but maybe they need to get informed. Maybe these are the ignorant people that are causing too much trouble in this country. Maybe it's them that are causing the issues. I mean, seriously, get informed or get out of the way. This is why I say to you, I'm not going to say it was Jefferson, but it was one of our founding fathers said that an ignorant electorate would kill us, would ruin the republic. And they were right. We have a large group of people that think we won our independence in the 1960s from the Chinese. You don't believe me? Go to YouTube. Look up Mark Dice. Look up Jesse Waters. And don't give me that garbage. Well, they go looking for stupid people. You don't know people are stupid until they open their mouths and say something, do you? You don't know what they believe until they start talking. You know, it's always interesting to me. And then to show you how smart these brain surgeons are, yeah, you can tell I have nothing nice to say about them. They irritate me to no end. Now, apparently, Chinese students at UCSD. I mean, think about this. I don't know the man, but I have not read one negative thing about this guy in my 57 years of life. But apparently now UCSD, University of California, San Diego, are preparing to resist, and they're preparing to protest the Dalai Lama. What in God's creation could you possibly find negative about the Dalai Lama? The man will step over an ant not to kill it. Chinese students at the University of California, San Diego, preparing to resist the school's decision to host the Dalai Lama. Now that, according, is at the behest of the Chinese government. Why the Chinese government has any influence on one of our campuses, I don't know. Oh, maybe it's a money thing. Funny how we can't take Trump's money, we can't do anything with Trump, because we can't stand him. But the Chinese, who have, what? I mean, I love the fact that they've had all kinds of issues with human rights. But we'll take money from them. We'll do any. Matter of fact, they were on the Human Rights Council along with North Korea at one point in time for the UN. You want to know why I think the UN is a bunch of nut jobs? Earlier this month, UCSD announced on its website that Lamo Dondrub, better known as the 14th Dalai Lama, had agreed to deliver the keynote address at both the invitation-only all-campus commencement on June 17th, as well as to deliver a separate address one day earlier at a public event. A man of peace, the Dalai Lama promotes global responsibility, service to humanity. I'm sorry, those must be really terrible things. I'm confused again with the English language. Why would you want to help humanity? Why would you want peace? Get them off of there. These are the ideas that we aim to convey and instill in our students, they said, and graduates at UC San Diego are lost. We'll talk more about this in inside the break. I want you to think about this. Put it up in the chat room. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know, why would you keep the Dalai Lama off of campus? We'll be right back. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, I want to know what you think about the subjects. I want to know what you think about the topics. It is a big deal to me. And again, as I said before, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. And encourage me and egg me on, if you would. I want to get back to the story how the Dalai Lama is a group of Chinese students that don't want the Dalai Lama in at UC San Diego. Now, here's the funny thing about this is, what does the Dalai Lama stand for? Right? Peace? He doesn't want to fight with people. He wants to get along with everybody. And they don't want him there. And the underlying tone is that the Chinese government doesn't want him here. They don't want to recognize him. The Chinese, because they're such a peaceful group, aren't they? They don't cause any problems, do they? The news release goes on note that His Holiness was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent struggle for the liberation of Tibet in 1989. He's received scores of awards, honorary doctorates, and recognitions from countries all around the world as a peace as a person of peace. So again, we should do like the ignorant hour. Stories about all these ignorant jackwagons who really don't know who these people are. They don't understand. And not everyone at UCSD welcomed the news, however. According to the Atlantic media publication Quartz, which reports that the Chinese Students and Scholars Association issued a lengthy statement via social media claiming that it had consulted with the Chinese consulate about the Dalai Lama's appearance and would be taking steps to resist the unreasonable invitation. Would like to know what the unreasonable invitation that is. I would love to know. I would love to know exactly if they could pinpoint what it was that he should be barred from, or why he should be barred. Currently, the various actions undertaken by the university have contravened. Now it's gone again. I hate computers. There it is. The university have contravened the spirit of respect, tolerance, equality, and earnestness. The ethos upon which the university is built, he said. These actions have also dampened the academic enthusiasm of Chinese students and scholars, and the statement declares if the university insists on acting unilaterally, these are 12 students, unilaterally and inviting the Dalai Lama to give a speech at the graduation ceremony, our association vows to take further measures to firmly resist the university's unreasonable behavior. What are they going to do? Oh, they probably take a page out of Berkeley's book, right? Now, the CSSA, which is the Chinese group, also released a second statement on Facebook blasting the invitation as slander and neglect of Chinese history. I'm sure because they've never invited anybody either from the Chinese government or from that has a Chinese background. They also say it's wanton dissemination of inflammatory and serious political attacks, which the group frets could end up affecting the international image of China. Yes, because such a full of themselves they are. Because UC San Diego, whatever it believes, whatever is spewed there is believed throughout the whole world. UCSD Shanghai Alumni Group reportedly weighed in as well, sending a letter to the chancellor, arguing that UCSD's commitment to diversity and inclusiveness creates a greater responsibility to spread a message that brings people together rather than split them apart. And warning that the Dalai Lama's speech would offend the school's large Chinese community. Well, good, then bring somebody in next month or the month after to speak to it as well. Remember that free flow of thought? Oh, it's not there, never mind. During the campus commencement, there will be over 1,000 Chinese students, families, and friends celebrating this precious moment with their loved ones. The letter points out if Tenzin Gyatso, the Dalai Lama's religious name, expresses his political views under the guise of spirituality and compassion, the Chinese segment of this community will feel extremely offended and disrespected. What are political views? See, maybe they think a spiritual thing. Maybe they think a religious belief. I'm not sure. I know they used to think that the emperor was God, or the emperor was a deity. So you couldn't have other religions because the emperor was a deity. That's what they believed at one time. During the campus commencement, they said there'd be over 1,000 Chinese students there, families and friends. Are they going to walk out? Or if they're offended, they should leave. Right? Let them decide. Now, they're going to school here in America, right, where we have freedom of speech. The American tax dollars are also helping out at UCSD, are also paying the way there. The student Raluxin Wang echoed the sense of outrage in an op-ed he wrote in The Guardian, claiming the family members are planning to fly all the way from China for the ceremony and that the Dalai Lama's presence would ruin our joy. Despite her professed admiration for the Dalai Lama's achievement. So here the student says, oh yeah, he's a wonderful guy. The fact that he's won the Peace Prize and so many other things, and he's so well revered in many countries. But the Chinese people would be upset if he was here. Right? If he was from any other country, if he had won all these awards and he was the same guy and he was from any other country, they probably wouldn't have an issue with it, would they? What we want to say is that objectively, he will be an excellent speaker for the commencement, Wang writes. Nonetheless, culturally speaking, his selection to be a presenter is inappropriate in such a situation, considering how many Chinese students and their families are going to attend this commencement in America, on American soil, where we truly have freedom of speech, or we're supposed to have freedom of speech. Right? Wang explains that our nation values unity just as you value democracy in the United States. So what, if you're not united with a certain guy, you get to throw him out? They went on to say that, however, the Dalai Lama spent his whole life trying to separate Tibet from the mainland of China. Maybe the Tibetans didn't want to be with the mainland of China. Right? And he goes on to say, you know, because China is just, they're so into privilege and freedom for their people. Really? Where does that happen there? Despite the outrage among UCSD's Chinese students, the Triton reports that many others were enthusiastic about the Dalai Lama's speech and had no idea why the Chinese people would be so hostile and have such a hostile reaction to it. Jody Enfield said, I had no idea that there was controversy. She couldn't even say that live and in person to the news group. She put it up on her Facebook. How could a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Tibetan Buddhist leader, a man welcomed by President Obama and well-respected for his peaceful and compassionate teachings worldwide, be so hated? Compared to individuals like Osama bin Laden and the Nazis. Well, gee, now she knows how Trump feels, right? A Chinese student who wished to remain anonymous offered a possible insight into the outrage. He explained that Chinese media routinely disparaged the Dalai Lama during the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, accusing him of causing riots, murder, and looting in an effort to divide the country. Boy, no different than what we see now, right? I mean, these guys, Saul Alinsky must have put his book out in Chinese, right? He went on to say, I was in elementary school at the time, and of course I believe my teacher. And the CCTV, which is Chinese Central Television, the student recounted, but when I grew up, he said, I heard different voices in Hong Kong and Taiwan and other countries, and even inside China, he said, I began to think. Now, see, here's a young man that has decided to do his own research and figure it out on his own. And he has a different viewpoint of it now. And that's what you need to do, too. Stop taking what the party tells you is gospel truth. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Green, Declinist, whatever party you belong to. Stop taking what the party says is gospel truth. It's not. They have an agenda. They have a reason why they're telling you what they're telling you. Go out and figure it out on your own. Do your own homework. Make sure you're informed and can hold a conversation. And yes, the other side will say, well, I read here, or I did this, or I saw that. Doesn't matter. Get your information and get it from several sources and make sure you know the truth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, have a great weekend. Don't be stupid. Don't do anything stupid. Okay, because I want you back here on Monday. Maybe we'll have all this crazy stuff fixed by Monday. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation again. Again, we have in Southern California, especially if you're here, lots of water, lots of wet. We forgot how to drive in it. Be careful. God bless. Have a great weekend.